We still have a couple more minutes with Cy Montgomery, whose many wonderful books, all of whom we recommend, all of which we recommend, include The Good, Good Pig, The Extraordinary Life of Christopher Hogwood. I think my takeaway was standing against a major icon that comes out of the middle of the 20th century, which is the Rolling Stones, of course, can't get no satisfaction. Not true. Not true.
A pig knows how to get satisfaction.
How?
Well, it starts with a bucket of cupcakes. Actually, that's just one of the many joys of the sweet green earth, and pigs drag us kicking and screaming into that sweet savor of life.
The fact that you can get satisfaction and it's not in the Rolling Stones domain, perhaps,
right.
That's just huge. It's in every book you've written. It's in every page of The Good, Good Pig. And it seems as if it's in every breath if we choose to find real satisfaction instead of the ersatz satisfaction of going to the mall and buying more stuff.
Right. There's a story in that book that I think is emblematic, and that is the day. This is when he was an elder statesman. He was old enough to be even experiencing what we delicately call porcine pattern baldness at this time, and a little bit of arthritis. And it was a beautiful day out. It was one of the last days of summer, and the air smelled beautiful. And it was one of those days you really should be outside. But I was fooled into thinking that I had to be inside. But at least my pig could be outside. So I went down to his stall, and I opened the gate, and he steps out. I'm thinking I'm going to put him out on the pig plateau, and then I can go back in and return phone calls and emails. But he had another plan. He wasn't going to follow me that time, even when I shook the can of grain, because unbeknownst to me, the neighbor's grandchildren had just brought him a bucket of apples, so he wasn't following the grain. And I ended up spending that day not answering emails and not returning phone calls and not doing editing, but I spent this gorgeous, blessed last day of summer, because of Chris, lying under an apple tree with someone I loved, rubbing his stomach. What a great day. And I'll remember that day for the rest of my life. And that is one of the gifts that he brought to me. He brought me all those good things that we forget to be grateful for. He brought me family. He brought me children. He brought me neighbors. He brought me home. And he's still with me to this day.
Pig magic, Bill.
Well, as much as anything, this is an exercise in being open to the world around you, and what can happen if we get out of our parochial little worlds and lift the blinders from our parochial eyes and just experience what's going on around us. Now, some of that would probably have us changing what's going on around us.
Yes.
But the lesson is in just that openness and that willingness to get outside of the ruts we're all in.
I want to offer, just as a closing thought to which I'd invite you to respond, this is a love story on every level, including the love story between you and Howard Mansfield and how that reverberates through your life and your biological family and the other families. When somebody asks me, what are you reading, which they do regularly, and I say The Good, Good Pig, they say, what is it about? I say, it's a love story.
Oh, how wonderful.
Is
well,
that
you know
right?
What? A romance magazine just reviewed it. They really liked it. I thought that was great. It is a love story, and it starts with my biological family and continues with the extremely large multi-species family that I accumulated around me thanks to Christopher Hogwood.
Thanks to Christopher Hogwood. Cy Montgomery's book, The Good, Good Pig, is wonderful in every way, especially in reminding us of what really matters. We thank her for turning her own pain into the kind of gladness from which we can all take heart. We thank Elizabeth Marshall Thomas for introducing us to Cy Montgomery and Cy's talented husband, Howard Mansfield. And we thank Liz for sharing the slops from the Thomas household so that we too can say that we knew the late, great Christopher Hogwood. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.